You're listening to SBS News.
When social distancing measures came into effect, beauty and massage therapist Stella Moses was forced to stop work. With classes ending at her 14-year-old daughter's school, life became very different for both of them.
All the shops were closing, the skate parks were closing. I mean, my daughter was at the age she was, you know, going out on her own to the shops, you know, meeting friends, and all of a sudden, it's all stopped.
The single mother says the first 2 weeks at home were the most challenging.
She said to me, what's the point of getting out of bed? There's nothing to do. She couldn't study or she couldn't do the work and she wasn't motivated.
Ashley De Silva is chief executive of digital mental health organisation Reach Out. He says given young people are most exposed to mental health challenges in their teen years, it would create further concerns.
In this context, you're seeing young people having to spend a lot more time, nearly all of their time at home. You're seeing their own ability to nurture their friendships is completely different. So everything is now digitally mediated. And you're also seeing some of the kind of hobbies and escapisms that they might have had have changed as well. Not to mention their own experience in school, which is a big part of their world.
He says while it's important teenagers' mental health is looked after, parents first need to assess whether they're coping with the changes brought on by COVID-19.
We've all been impacted in some way, whether it's, you know, the way that we're working, the hours that we're working, the nature of the work that we're doing right now, if we have any at all, etc., has changed. And I think reflecting on how have you adapted your own mental health and wellbeing program to be supporting you in these times is important. And it can be really tempting to want to kind of rush in and help your kids with that, but actually it's all the more successful if you actually do take the time to invest in your own mental health as well.
Stella Moses says she initially struggled with having so much extra time on her hands while also trying to balance homeschooling and financial concerns. But she says she quickly realised that if she didn't make her mental health a priority, her daughter would also suffer.
I've realised now that I wasn't looking after myself before at all because all I was doing is working lots. But with what's happened and me reflecting now on myself and saying, gee, I've got to get myself together, you know, I've got to be the strong one here because I'm the older one, helping myself has really helped my daughter's life.
The 50-year-old says along with establishing a routine, going on daily walks with her daughter and taking time for herself, she's found talking to friends particularly helpful.
Having a support network is really important, especially when you realise that you're not on your own. You know, there are others that are always in a worse position.
Ashley De Silva says it's vital any parents struggling to cope during the pandemic remember it's normal to feel that way.
Recognising that might be you and actually making use of support services, whether they are things like Reach Out or others that are out there, is a really great thing to do.
And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Amy Hall, SBS News.